Pride will make you think you're above it. I would never do that because I am I. You're a sitting duck. I've told you before, until your heart really gets established in the Lord, you get past the lust of the flesh and the lust of the eye and the pride of life, you've got a selling out price. And it's only God that's saving you from somebody offering it to you. Until your heart gets established, you would sell out Jesus. Nobody ever offered Peter's. God saved him from that, but it came mighty close. Judas got his price. Brother will betray brother to death, and a father his child, and children will rise up against parents and kill them. Not because they planned to, but because they fooled around with the world too long, were too smug in their self-confidence, and they slipped over the edge. And you, my disciples, verse 22, you will be hated by all for my name's sake, but he who endures to the end will be saved. And whatever you have to do to get to that saved place will be well worth it. Paul said the sufferings of this world are not to be compared with the glory that God's going to give to those who love Him. Can't be compared to it, what God has in store for us. When they persecute you in one city, flee to another. For I tell you truly, you will not finish going through the cities of Israel before the Son of Man comes. They were persecuted in different cities where they went to heal the sick and cast out devils. They weren't welcomed as heroes. What the people up in northern Israel when Jesus cast out that demon out of that man, those demons out of that man, and they liberated the whole city. People could pass by that way where they couldn't before because he was such a raging, empowered man by demonic powers. He opened up the road. Way for commerce and children to play. And they came out of the city and said, will you please go away? Ask him to leave their country. You would think that would never happen. But that's man. A disciple is not above the teacher. This is Jesus talking to his disciples now. You're not above me. You're not better than I am. A disciple is not above the teacher, neither is a slave above his master. It is enough for a disciple to be like his teacher and a slave like his master. So if men have called the master of the house the devil, if they've called me the devil, if they said I cast out demons by the power of the devil, how much more those of his household? So don't be afraid of them. Now that's really something, isn't it? They're going to do this to you. They're going to do that to you. They're going to call you this. So don't be afraid of them. Jesus had a different way of looking at things, didn't he? There is nothing hidden. This is why I said don't be afraid of them, because there's a judgment day. There is nothing hidden that will not be revealed and nothing concealed that will not be made known. What I say to you in the dark, speak in the light. That's what the whole thing is really about. All of these accusations, all of these things are just a smokescreen to cover over the fact that somebody wasn't living right and that God was not going to have it. All of it. All of the accusations against Jesus were a smokescreen. All of it against Paul. The whole thing came down to who does God approve of and who is he displeased with. Why did Cain kill Abel? Not because Abel did right. Abel was doing right the whole time before Cain killed him and he let him live. He killed Abel because God testified that Abel was doing right. And Cain couldn't deny it. He had to get rid of Abel. That's just the way the spirits of this world act. It's all against the truth. There are two ways you can fight against the truth. One of them you say it's not true and just curse it and say it's all a bunch of baloney. The second way is to get rid of the messenger. Either through murder, which Christianity has done for 2,000 years when it had political power, burn them at the stake or whatever, somebody didn't go along with their foolish ways. The other is slander, which is spiritual murder. kill the man's life, his influence among men. And it succeeds most of the time on this planet. It's all about that. That's why, James, the most dangerous people are the people who have been taught the truth, who know it's the truth, who say it's the truth, but they try to kill the messenger. It's just the truth that's hated. It's not me. I'm nothing. I'll be gone soon. And the people that love the truth now are going to love it when I'm gone. The people that hate it now are going to hate it when I'm gone. And the warfare will be somewhere else. It's all against the truth. Our warfare is not with flesh and blood, but spiritual wickedness in high places. Just the way it was here. The way it's always been. Whether it's Naboth on trial for his life or Jesus on trial for his, it's not about the details. It's about the spirits. What I say to you in the dark, speak in the light, and what you hear in the ear, preach on the housetops. Don't fear those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. That's a good warning. Do not fear those who can kill your body, but who can't touch the soul. Fear him, rather, who is able to destroy both soul and body in the lake of fire. That's what Gehenna is. It's a reference to the lake of fire. Aren't two sparrows sold for a penny? And yet not one of them falls to the earth without the consent of your Father? The very hairs of your head are numbered. God knows you. He knows what you need. He knows what you got coming. He knows how many hairs are going to fall out of your head. They've been numbered too. And Jesus' point isn't that Jesus sits around counting the hairs on your head. Is that He knows the very smallest detail about your life. He's designed it for your good. So don't be afraid. You are more valuable than many sparrows. Everyone then who confesses in me before men, I will also confess in him before my Father who is in heaven. I thought it was interesting when we translated this part of Matthew that Jesus did not say, whoever confesses me before men, I will confess him, the way it says in the King James. It's whoever confesses in me, I will confess in him before my Father. You know how you confess in Christ? Is when you receive the Holy Ghost and the Spirit and you get into Christ and the Spirit confesses. It's all one big happy family. It's a spiritual event in your life. But whoever denies me before men, I will also deny him before my Father who is in heaven. And listen to this. Don't think that I came to bring peace on earth. Jesus actually said this. Don't think that I came to bring peace on earth. I did not come to bring peace, but a sword. And this is what he's talking about. Not a physical sword, but a spiritual one. To divide people who love God with all their hearts from those who don't love God with all their hearts. Maybe mother, brother, sister, aunt, uncle, wife, husband, doesn't matter. It's a matter of the spiritual condition. Listen to what he said. I came to divide a man against his father, and a daughter against her mother, and a young wife against her mother-in-law, and a man's enemies will be members of his own household. That's what Jesus came to do, to divide the sheep from the goats. And that happens when you receive the Word of God and somebody you love doesn't. There comes a division there that you can't do a thing about. It's just there. And the only way you can change it is to get out of the will of God and compromise with something that He's already shown you is not right. So we got a choice. Sinners don't have a choice. They've got to be wrong until they repent. Those who reject the Word of God don't have a choice. It's those with the Word of God that can choose to be faithful or not. And if you decide to be faithful to God, stay in those bounds that the Spirit of God, you know what you feel is right and wrong. Those bounds that the Spirit of God puts in you to let you know what's right and what's wrong, you'll be accused of a lot of things. Being holier than thou, being a fanatic, being this, being that, and all you're doing is occupying that place where you know God's pleased. But you got a choice. You can try to please people instead of God. You can choose that route. Try to get rid of the division like that. Well, where's your peace? That'll go away too. He who loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. In other words, you stop pleasing me in order to please somebody around you, do what they want to do instead of what God wants to do. You're not even worthy of me, Jesus said. Now that's not a wolf, James. That's a child of God who's chosen to do the will of a man or a wife or a cousin or whoever instead of the will of God. They're the most dangerous people on earth.